Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Freedom Wire, your number one source for patriotic truth. That's F-Bomb, Ryan James. I'm Sean Robertson. We're here today to talk to you about some impeachment proceedings.
Oh, the somber... Somber.
The somber and sad impeachment proceedings that happened recently with Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the clowns that got out of the clown car. We're going to be discussing that and whether or not this was a somber moment for them.
Yeah, I'm sure they
are. Or should it be celebrated by the right? Because this is going to be a good time. Please comment below. Also, if you haven't already, please like the video, share it if you can, and if you haven't subscribed to the channel, please do so now, as well as hit the notifications bell. That way you'll know whenever a new episode is up. Also, if you want to get into our brains a little bit deeper, do us a favor, go to freedomwire.com and subscribe to our newsletter. That way you'll stay up to date on all the stories that a conservative should care about. Because nobody else is going to tell you but us. Well, that's not true, but we're one of the few places.
We'll go with it.
We're one of the few places.
Yeah.
Also, while you're there, if you want to buy one of these hats, one of the mugs. As you know, I'm a team player, so I wear my Freedom Wire shirt.
Yeah, go back and look at past episodes, see how many times he doesn't wear that shirt.
I wear my
Freedom Wire shirt. He just wears black to get away with it.
unlike some people who put their state over their country.
So did many of the early founders.
That being said, please go to freedomwire.com, go to the store tab to buy some stuff, or just subscribe to the newsletter. Thank you. Now,
the spectacle that was the planned pre-production of the solemn signing ceremony of the articles of impeachment.
I think Lion Ted Cruz.
He did have a good tweet.
L-I-O-N.
Yeah, Lion
Ted. The Lion of the Senate.
The Koreans, yeah.
He did have the best tweet. He surprised it was that she didn't hand out crayons instead of commemorative pens.
All right. So we got to set the stage because for those who didn't watch it, and if you did watch it like me, you'll never get that time of your life back. But so I was sitting here yesterday after I get home from work and watching Fox News and watching this proceedings of the impeachment articles. Empress Pelosi finally found it within herself to release the articles to the Senate. Because apparently she's her own constitutional role. She has her own office in the Constitution.
Well, first of all, let's say congratulations. Donald Trump is finally impeached.
As of yesterday,
Donald Trump...
We should have an impeachment party because he's just going to get reelected now.
Yeah, but yesterday was the official impeachment day because it doesn't become official...
Yeah. Before we get into the rest of the stupid signing ceremony and the events, we have to talk about how the Republicans won this round because she was holding out to try to get her demands. I love the media. If this was the other way around, they would plant the Republicans.
It was the other way around with the House committee.
I know, but
meetings.
Like, so say it was a Democratic president and there's a Republican speaker and they hold out the impeachment articles. They'd be like, and they finally blinked and they sent them over. They'd be like, oh, that's a loss for the Republicans. Okay, so Pelosi got nothing from the Senate that she was asking for. This has not been talked about at all as far as that I've seen. She lost this standoff with Mitch McConnell, who I've had a lot of problems with over the years, but good for him for not giving in to her. And like she's like, well, fine, we're not going to send him unless we get our witnesses, we get, you know, this and that and this and that. And he's like, fine, don't send him. So now she finally sent him, and she got nothing that she wanted. So good job, Senate Republicans, at least on this one, for holding firm. So anyway, back to the proceedings yesterday. So Pelosi gets up there. She announced her seven House managers, of which Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler were two of the most prominent.
I've taken to calling him Lil Jerry.
Lil Jerry and Shifty Schiff.
Lil Jerry, not because he lost weight, but because he's only 5'3".
He is a very small human being and a small brain as well.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, so speaking of small brains, Pelosi gets up there, and she can't remember who's who behind her. She has, like, all the seven of them.
She doesn't have a slow brain. She's got a pickled brain. It's pickled in wine.
That's what I've heard. And she's stuttering all over the place. She's so incoherent. She's the Speaker of the House of Representatives. She cannot put a sentence together. Joe Biden's leading the Democrats right now. He can't put a sentence together. Apparently, if you can't put a sentence together, you're in leadership.
Who's a better speaker right now, Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Oh, man. Comment below. Anyway, so what do you guys think? Anyway, so they she gets up there, she blabbers on about how this is some constitution. They're all throwing themselves around the Constitution, which is hilarious coming from the Democrats who spend most of their waking days trying to destroy the Constitution.
I wrote that just recently. I wrote that. It's funny how the Democrats and the left seem to not care about the Constitution at all unless Trump seems to violate it in their eyes.
The emoluments clause.
Or cut some conservative... Yeah. It goes against it in their eyes, but unless it's for them, they don't care at all about the Constitution unless it can get somebody else in some kind of trouble.
Exactly. I mean, it's just a joke. This whole thing is a joke, but we have to play along because it's in the news.
Because we're powerless. The American people.
Yeah.
What this shows me, this whole thing shows me, is the American people are powerless.
Yeah. We don't like talking about this every day. I'm sure I can speak for you. We have no choice. I mean, it's in the news. You got to talk about it. Somebody's got to tell the truth about it. So we're up here. This whole thing's a joke. There's no reason this president should be impeached. But anyway, so that was going through my mind too yesterday. I was like, dude, why are we even here? Why am I even watching her sign these articles of impeachment?
Trying to say the Lev...
Lev Parnas, yeah. He goes up because of the communications with him and Giuliani, and they're saying that... Well, okay. All right. I mean, now we're kind of changing gears a little bit, but it is relevant.
But not really changing gears.
It's just, relevant,
it's,
though.
It's very relevant because they want to. This is some of the evidence that they want to put in.
Yeah, which, by the way, is crap. If you couldn't prove it in the basically they were a grand jury essentially in the House, and now it's a trial. Then you clearly didn't have your case made already.
Right, and here's the thing: are you going to take the man's word? He is scared for his life. He's just been indicted. He's gonna sell. He'll sell his grandmother down the river. There are people who will squeal, and there are people who will keep their mouths shut.
Well, this is a whole thing itself. But there is some. They found some like scribbled notes on like I think it was like Trump Hotel, like stuff is the paper, which is usually by your phone or whatever in your hotel. Anyway, basically said that get the Ukraine, get Zelensky to announce the investigation into the Bidens. Okay. Exactly. So, no, even if that's your evidence, there's still no direct evidence for Donald Trump goes, and this is important, that he went to the Ukrainians and told them that they weren't getting the funding unless they investigated Joe Biden and got dirt, and they had to frame it that way, too. It's like, I want you to get my political opponent or whatever. There's no evidence of that. Zelensky has said that didn't happen. The foreign minister of Ukraine said that didn't happen. So if this was a pressure campaign using American tax dollars as, basically holding them ransom or whatever over this, that they didn't know about it. Somebody should have told the Ukrainians.
Yeah.
This is stupid. This whole thing is stupid. It's dumb. He should not be impeached. If I thought he should be impeached, I would sit up there and tell you
that. Yeah, if anything, we call balls and strikes.
Exactly.
On Trump.
There is this whole thing is ridiculous, and not a damn American gives a crap about it.
And the thing,
how does this affect our daily lives? Honestly, and not to mention they still got the funding in the prescribed time before they were supposed to, release it by mandate. So again, they still got the funding.
Right. So yes, not only that though. What drove me crazy about what was said yesterday, many things, was the fact that they kept misquoting Trump on what was said in the phone call. Yeah. He didn't say, help me.
Do us a favor as in the United States. Help us investigate.
Not do me a favor.
Help us as in the American.
And he even says, as a country.
Right. And also in that same...
You're so dishonest. They're so dishonest.
You can read the... it's not a transcript. It's a transcript. It's as close as you're going to get to one. Anyway, you can read it for yourselves any time of the day, any time of the week. On the internet, you can see that he never threatened him with aid. Not once. He just said, look into this, which there is legitimate reasons. I'm sure you're going to get in with Jerry Nadler. There's legitimate reasons for him to ask that, given what we know about Hunter and Joe Biden. And this is in the mainstream media. This is political. This isn't some right wing report. I shared that with you the other day. This report that Politico put out a couple months ago showing that Joe Biden's brother and son Hunter are corrupt as hell, and that everywhere they go, they benefit from daddy and brother's office.
Yeah, here's the facts. The facts of the matter is it is well within the president's powers to investigate American corruption abroad.
Yeah, well, exactly. Especially when he's the Vice President of the United States, and he openly admits that he got brags. Bragged about it, yeah.
Bragged about it. Sat back there and thought he was Joe Cool instead of Floppy Joe.
Yeah, now he's probably regretting that bragging. Yeah, bragging. Of course, he hasn't faced it. So anyway, but Jerry Nadler, you want to talk about that.
Yeah. Jerry, what drove me nuts with Jerry saying that...
Lil Jerry
saying that Hunter Biden is not a relevant witness.
It's a joke.
Jerry, let's talk about this. Because here's the truth. Put Hunter Biden on the stand, and what happens is you find out if there was corruption, yes or no. Actually, just by him taking the stand proves there was enough. The fact that he is a witness proved there was enough for President Trump to think, okay, what's going on here? There was a prosecutor investigating the company he was making 80 grand a month from sitting on the board in an area with which his father was in control of.
He was the envoy, like
the envoy of the Ukraine. Yeah. To the Ukraine.
Yeah.
How does this not sound fishy?
Yeah.
How did, like, if that's not something if that's not a red herring, right, then there's no such thing.
Well, so the Democrats in the media, they're like, well, that's, they're like, well, that.
Wait, I think I used the wrong analogy. What? I think a red herring is a false.
It's a false, yeah, they're trying to.
No,
yeah.
There's something rotten in the state of Denmark, yeah, and it's Joe Biden, Hunter Biden.
Shakespeare reference. Anyway, very nice. Anyway, so, but it's relevant. The media and the Democrats want us to think that, well, you just bring up Hunter and Joe for a reason. No, there is a reason, because it shows that it was a legitimate concern Trump had. It wasn't to dig up dirt. You know who dug up, and we've talked about this on the podcast, you know who dug up dirt? Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Yeah.
They bought that Steele dossier that they were trying to find dirt and tried to tell us that Trump was peed on by prostitutes. I mean, think about how hypocritical these people are.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought he was doing the peeing.
Or you're right. Excuse me. Sorry. Yes. So that was fake news right there. Anyway, it's so weird. Anyway, but he had legitimate reasons to ask us. That's why it's important. That's why it's important to have them on the stand. Yeah. That's Jerry.
Well, it comes down to the left taking the page out of the Nazi playbook. Accuse your enemy of doing what you're doing. That's what, right. They're accusing Trump of getting dirt on his political opponent when Obama or the DNC and the Hillary campaign paid for the Steele dossier. They're accusing Trump of a quid pro quo when there was definitely no quid pro quo, except by Joe Biden, yeah, who admits to it, brags about it on stage in front of people, and has been viewed millions of times, yeah, by American citizens.
And it cracks me up. The only thing we know Trump has said, like he said to Sondland, he says, no quid pro quo. Literally the only thing we know directly that Trump said during this whole thing is exactly what he said.
What did it, Victor Sondland, what do you want, President? I want nothing. I want the man to do what he ran on. I want him to do what's right. I want no quid pro quo.
Yeah, exactly. That's all.
That should have been the end of the impeachment inquiry. Mm-hmm. End of impeachment and period. Right there. Because that's what they're putting this all on. And it's like, what evidence do they think that they have?
Okay, so back to the trial part, since we're kind of previewing the trial, since that's starting next week. I had no problem. And have John Bolton testify. I don't care. Have John Bolton testify. Have Mick Mulvaney testify. Have Giuliani testify. But you know, but then the Bidens better damn well testify. So if I'm McConnell, I'll make the deal. Fine. Let's put the Bidens on the stand. Let's put Adam Schiff on the stand. Let's put these people. Let's have a trial. Let's have it out. I'm fine with that.
Let's put all our cards on the table.
Yeah, I have no problem with them testifying, because they're not going to tell us anything we don't already know.
Well, and here's what's beautiful. What people don't understand, what this is the beauty of what this impeachment is. What Trump has done is he's backed them into a corner. They had to go for this. And what it's going to do is it's going to expose them and the deep state. And people are going to get to know and see what's going on. This whole process, what this impeachment is, really isn't going to sink Trump. It's going to drain some of the water out of the swamp, if not a lot of water.
I always wished they would have impeached him on the Russia matter, so they could bring Comey in, the Republicans could bring in Comey and Clapper and Brennan and all these poop heads into the Senate. I would have loved to have seen that on trial, because that's even worse. That's even more egregious.
Yeah, but do you think these people would tell the truth?
Hell no. But you could no, you couldn't. But you could find Trump's lawyers could find contradictions in their statements.
The
American people now, can see
now
for
that,
themselves.
Now
they're
that
not
the impeachment is actually set, there's an actual impeachment. I'm really sad or disappointed, more disappointed than sad, that Trey Gowdy.
I was thinking the same thing as we were talking about.
I'm really upset that Trey Gowdy is not going to be on Trump's legal team.
Yeah, I know. There's some like ethics rules or some reason he couldn't. I don't remember the exact details.
Maybe he's got too many contacts or too many relationships. But
Trey Gowdy, if we ever get in legal trouble here, which is always a possibility because people want to censor us.
We are conservatives and they'll probably come after us at some point.
I want to just say if we ever get to that point, come represent us.
Help a brother out.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of, I was going to go on Godfather there. If it ever happens, please be ready. Will you help repay or whatever? Anyway.
That must be from Godfather
3. It is Godfather 1. You know, the Undertaker, where he's like, anyway, people don't care.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
So the commemorative pens, what do you think they'll go for on eBay?
So anyway, yeah, so back to how we started this with Nancy Pelosi. She gets down, like she was signing a bill, and she was the president.
She was smiling.
Yeah,
I thought it was a sad and somber event.
And she's like, by the way, she shakes a lot. Do you notice this?
Yeah, because
she's
got one foot in the grave.
Right, and that's the reason I bring it up. It's not to make, a little bit to make fun of her, but it's just to prove like how old our leadership is in Washington, D.C. And that goes for like both parties. Mitch McConnell's a fossil too. But he seems to be with it more than she is. But anyway, so she's signing. She saw how many pens she had, like 8 or 10. And she's just signing it. And she's like handing them around for souvenirs to all the. That's usually what you do when somebody's bill that they sponsored. But she's doing it with articles of impeachment of a president of the United States.
What we need to do, here's a couple things we need to fix our government. What we do need is we do need term limits. I'm a big, big proponent of term limits.
As am I. In a previous life, I worked towards them. Yeah.
The other thing that we need is an age limit. And I don't mean a base age limit. I think we need a max age limit. I think as soon as you hit 72, like whatever whatever the retirement age is for Social Security, that should be the age that you have to then retire from public office.
And Pelosi's, 79? Something like that? So she's almost 80.
She's almost 80.
McConnell, I think, is. Isn't he 80?
I don't know.
He's got to be close. Schumer's old.
Schumer's not as old as everybody else, though. Schumer's actually, only, 68 or 69.
That's kind of my point, though. He's so concerned. Yeah, and what's his name? The Steny Hoyer is really old. These are people in leadership. I'm just talking about the people in leadership.
Bernie's old. Biden's old.
Yeah, and the candidates.
Trump is getting old.
Warren's 70-something, too. She's, 70, I think. And she's young for that group. It's just getting ridiculous. And it's, again, I'm not just saying it's a
Democrat. And that's not ageism. It comes down to the fact
you're not yourself and you aren't sharp.
You're not mentally, not everybody. Some people say that.
But you got to play the percentages.
Yeah, and the thing is you, it's scientific fact that as we age, things start to degrade on us. Mm-hmm. Our brain, our health, everything starts to degrade. So let's put some people, let's keep people in there, let's keep fresh blood in our government.
By the way, Democrats, I mean, Pelosi was Speaker 10 years ago, and then you bring her back, new blood, right? Don't you want somebody to...
They tried. Yeah. AOC tried, remember? Mm-hmm. There was that big little, that battle over who should be Speaker.
Speaker, yeah. This is, anyway, so
Nancy flexed her 80-year-old muscles.
Yeah, so after she does the signing ceremony, she hands them off all to the house clerk, I think it was, or something. And then they march. They had a rope all the way across, like a red rope, like to keep the crowds out. And like they marched through the rotunda with the articles of impeachment. They went through the statutory hall, and then they went into the Senate chamber, and they delivered them to the Senate. Adam Schiff and Nadler and the house clerk, all these people. And it was such a beautiful, glorious moment. This is okay. So I don't mind ceremony and stuff, but I hate melodramatic ceremony. This, you know what I mean? Like it's just fake. It's completely fake. Yeah,
there's a difference between walking over articles of impeachment and the changing of the guard at the end.
Right, I like stuff like that. But this was... Arlington.
Arlington.
So, and they walk, and then the Senate chamber, and then they announce it in the Senate, and then they cut back the coverage, and like, and I love Brett Baer at Fox News. I think he's the best one going. And this is no swipe at him, but he's like, I disagreed with him. He's like, no matter what party or what you think about this, it was like, I'm paraphrasing. Basically, he said you have to think that's a cool like to see Washington work. You know, all this time. I go, No.
It's not cool.
It's stupid. It's dumb. This whole thing is stupid. It was staged. And like I said, I mean, the State of the Union is really annoying. I get it. I get the criticism of it. But I still kind of like to see everybody together in one chamber one night. And I know it's some people, you know, it is really annoying. It's the same thing. So I like that kind of stuff. You know, when there's a presidential funeral, it's really cool, all this stuff. This is a stage. This is stupid. I didn't like it. I thought it was dumb.
It was.
It was really stupid.
This entire process has been...
Yeah.
Like, all I can think of is the last scene in Billy Madison, where at no point during your nonsensical explanation did you answer the question. Everybody is now dumber. Everybody in this room is now dumber. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, the reason us reliving the whole process of how we got to there is important is because, I mean, that's... This when I was watching, this is what I was thinking. I was just going through the whole events that led to this. I'm like, this is unnecessary. As I'm watching, this is completely unnecessary.
Thank you, Democrats.
Yeah,
you're giving us
polls are going up.
Polls are going up, and we're getting 4 more years of Trump. Or 5, if you
16
count
more years. Remember the speech we saw down here? Trump goes, "Let's mess with the media. Let's say, instead of saying 4 more years, say 16 more years." They're so convinced he's gonna try to like hijack the Constitution and stay in power for the rest of his life. It's these people. Oh my gosh!
If Trump controlled them so hard right now, I'm gonna take a page out of my buddy Vladimir's book, and I'm going to go ahead and let's get this Constitution rewritten.
Let's force everybody to resign in the government so he can stay in power. Oh gosh, he would do it too. If he did that, then people would lose their minds.
It would be crazy.
So great. Please, actually, Trump, if you're watching, so I'm sure you are.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, do it.
Troll them.
Yeah,
that's what they deserve.
Yeah, exactly. So this whole thing that sets the stage for next week. Just before we came on air here, they did swear in all the senators, the Chief Justice of the United States. But the reason I say it, the reason I bring this up, because their oath was to administer impartial justice. Are you serious? Go in that town after what we just saw the House do. You think that they're Democrats, even the Republicans? I mean, they're not. I mean, everybody's got their mind made up.
It's partisan. It is partisan, and if you want to know the sad part about this whole thing, and that's it right there. That this is a partisan, problem. It's a partisan. Just scenario where it's left versus right.
Democrat's going to vote to remove him. Every Republican's going to vote to acquit him. And
right. It's that to me is the sad part, that we are that divided that they had to push this fake impeachment because they're pouting over what happened in 2016.
Well, again, we all know that anybody that's been following the Trump administration from the day he was inaugurated, this was their goal. They latched on the Russian investigation, didn't work. The emoluments clause, they haven't been able to prove that. They're fishing through trying to get his financial records and tax returns. That ain't working. So then they stumble upon this Ukraine story. They make it work. They finally able to at least impeach him, and that's what's worth
it. But they're going to
impeach
him.
All right, I'm making a prediction. If they keep the House, they're going to impeach him again. Over they've already set the stage for that with the Mueller obstruction of justice they claim in the second part of the Mueller report. We're not done, folks. We're not. These people will not stop until he's left the office. He's not going to leave the office until 2025. So we got 5 more years of this. Get ready.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's actually
2024. Yeah, but the well, 1 year and then, well, because it's January 20th. Yeah, it's like 20 days in January. So
positive note, let's go ahead and
I'm going to bludgeon my eyes out for that. Ugh. Can't do 5 more years of this.
As always, guys, thank you for listening. Again, please like the video, share it, subscribe, hit the notifications bell. Subscribe to the newsletter at freedomwire.com. Buy some stuff at freedomwire.com.
Maybe we should get one of, like, try to take one of Pelosi's pens and sell it on our website.
I know, that's what I'm saying. We can just put it out there.
Yeah.
We'll auction it off. Yeah. Please go to freedomwire.com, do all that good stuff, and support the podcast. Support what we're doing here. It's important work. I really, truly believe what we're doing is important work.
There's a lot of great sites out there, conservative sites, but we need more of them, and I feel privileged to be part of that pack, because if there wasn't for us, look at the media, they'd be,
they'd not be just running
us, but the other sites,
they'd be running roughshod.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else. You got anything else you want to
add? Nope. That is it. I can't wait till the impeachment trial, as in, yes, I could. But.
So, two things, America. Jeffrey Epstein still didn't kill himself, and stay free.